from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For The Athletic, and he was doing his NBA assessments.
Wow.
And you know me, I'm a word guy because both my parents were English teachers. And he wrote a sentence.
Good Lord.
And he wrote a sentence about the Warriors that to me was just spot on. Absolutely spot on. And when I read it, I thought, why don't others understand this? Because to me, it is so logical. Here's the sentence.
All right.
Don't kill the messenger. This is the sentence. The Golden State Warriors are stuck. They'll never be lottery bad with Steph Curry and Draymond Green, but they're no longer realistic title contenders either, and it would be silly to expect ownership to keep spending money like they were. How come we can't, if we acknowledge that sentence, I think we'd all be in a better place with the Golden State Warriors.
Well, just let me give you this. Go ahead.
One last addendum.
Yeah.
Mark Cuban, former owner of the Mavericks, always said the worst place to be is in the middle.
But sometimes you can't control it.
Mm.
Now, I'm being real here. What would the friend of the program say to that article? Like, David, look around, bud. I tried to go all in to change what we thought would change for the better and not be in the middle and get Paul George. I tried to get Lowry marketed. It didn't work out.
Right.
Now we
Right. So you tried all that, and what he's saying is he watched the offseason.
Oh, no doubt.
They tried to do this. They tried to do that. They got nothing done. The Warriors are stuck.
Wow. They didn't make the playoffs, so that constitutes stuck. I guess what I would ask David Stein is, what are the solutions? And are they really stuck? Was this an anomaly last year because Draymond got suspended? Do these additions work? It's scary as hell, and that's why Steph said what he said in Vegas. Something's going to happen. This is not
what?
Going...
What's going to happen?
A direction of Curry. The exhibition, the show he put on in the Olympics those last two games lets you know he's still box office, and I bet if
box office doesn't win you games.
Still top five to watch, you know,
to
bang
watch
for your buck, all
okay.
That. My point is, you get the right thing around him, you still got action.
They can't. The Warriors are stuck. They can't get the right pieces around him where they're at now. They can't.
But if they're Andrew Wiggins somehow went to see, who is it with the Wizard of Oz?
Do you see how desperate
feels? That's what it is. Kuminga takes two jumps, not one. And if Pods is the real deal and Moody, like that's what you're, that's what it is. What? It's beyond Steph.
Let's say everything
and Draymond.
Say everything goes right.
Everything goes right.
For the Warriors. All those things you say happen is going to happen.
You're fifth or sixth seed.
Okay. And then what?
Hopefully one around. I don't know, but if he's that Steph Curry in the Olympics, and I know, come on, like, it's not his fault. And now it's almost hashtag free Curry if you don't get the right thing around him. I get what David is saying, but damn, David, I love you to death. They tried to do something different.
But that's the point. They're stuck. Mm. Trying doesn't matter.
Right.
Trying doesn't get it done. It's like, yeah, I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to not to date myself. Give me a famous actress. I'm trying Catherine to date Hepburn. Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Oh, but she. Guess what? I'm stuck.
Audrey.
Tom Cruise. Yep. I hear you.
So what do you do? How do you unstick the Warriors right now?
Make a decision and you sit down with the chef or you just you attack this year's deadline with reckless abandon, which I don't think you're going to get anything. Oh. That's just how I feel.
Agree with David.
No, I feel like your best opportunity was Paul George and marketing to have an impact on this season. Let's just say they make the playoffs, lose first round. Steiny, you really got to sit down with the chef. This is the Steph's biggest fan and say, look, we can't do both. We can't please both masters. Are you cool staying here if we're kind of one and done in the playoffs for the rest of your career? Or do we need to move you somewhere where we would get the necessary pieces back and start over and nobody would be mad? I honestly believe, and it keeps me up at night, Steiny, and it's football, so I'm trying not to think about the Warriors. I think that's what he was talking about when he was in Vegas, about the bottom feeding. He is monitoring this situation. And I don't know what Lakeup can do by not going to get different personnel or top-tier personnel. So if you're going to tell me they're stuck, I get it. But the bottom line is they don't want to be stuck.
Right, but that doesn't matter. Like, that part doesn't matter is what Aldridge is saying. Mm. And my question would be this. You think the Warriors are aggressive as an organization?
Yeah, hell yes.
You think they're going to be aggressive at the trading deadline?
No doubt about it.
Why would anything change at the trading deadline? Like, they were aggressive this offseason. They got nothing. Oh, they're going to be aggressive at the All-Star, at the trading deadline.
I'll tell you what to that quick.
Okay, what does that mean?
I'm going to tell you. Maybe this season doesn't look like what it was supposed to the powers to be, and they're unwilling, allegedly, that Steph is the only one untouchable. And I'm talking about Draymond would be available. And I know that's kind of far-fetched, but that's where this thing is at. I'm not ready for mediocrity with the Warriors. I'm not, and we got less than that last year. Are you telling me Steph playing at the level he still can play at, that was the best thing about what happened in Paris?
Well, two games.
That's what this is?
Like, what? No, I'm that's being what serious.
It's about how does Steph feel about what you guys have, where we're at. Don't tell me this, oh, we won four and this is how the end is going to be. Hell nah.
What do you mean?
The Steph scoreboard is the Warriors scoreboard this year. That's what I mean. You piss him off or he's not happy, it's problems.
Well, they have, like...
That's what I mean.
What would he be pissed off about? He knows
what's around him in reality.
I thought he was excited. I thought they were reported he was excited.
How can he? That would be a lie. That would be him and Draymond lying to us.
You think Steph Curry and Draymond Green have no idea what kind of year they're heading for this year?
Oh, no, I totally do. It's scary, man. Oh, you're laughing.
I am. It's just the natural cycle of sports.
Or do we, but I'll tell you what, real quick here. Steph is not looking at the decade saying, oh, we had it great. We won four. Those comments those shots he fired are letting you know, I'm not going to be here if we're not winning or we're not a threat. And I appreciate that. Well, I don't do pom-pom radio. I'm telling you, get ready for Steph to say, I might shake the spot if we don't get this thing back right.
Right. And what I'm saying is, how can you look at this team and think it's going to go right? Or significantly more right than a year ago?
The jumps that we talk about, Kuminga.
And what about the declines that we may see with Steph, Draymond, Wiggins, Looney? How do we weigh that in?
Oh, man.
I just...
People saying, goo, we got mediocrity right now.
We do. We do. And they made no... Listen, we're all going to watch the season. We're all going to watch the Warriors season. But this isn't a 55-win team.
We don't know that yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't know that yet, but you're already bracing for Steph to say he wants out of here because you know it's heading in that direction.
But you wouldn't call anybody a fool thinking that, right? If they said, Stani, this is how I'm feeling, you kind of could understand that.
Yeah, definitely. So what do you do is my question. Are you really going to go into this year?
You can do. They tried. Unless you want to go take a flyer on Zach LaVine or who else is out there? Not Lonzo. Who was the other guy we were flirting on?
Brandon Ingram?
Brandon Ingram. But that's just doing something to do something. Norm said, never mistake activity
that was John
for
Wooden.
Achievement.
It was John Wooden.
I got to believe that's my father. He gave it to me.
Wooden stole it from Norm.
Thank you.
He might have.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, he might have
a true original.
Goo, the team needs five pieces.
Five easy pieces.
Josh Ram on the YouTube chat.
Yeah,
pods.
Anyway,
I'm here, man. I'm gonna give them all my support, but this is the first time in umpteen years. I'm looking at you dead. I hate when you say I'm dead. I'm Stani with my core. I have no idea.
I can tell you. You should have an idea.
Oh boy,
what do you mean you have no idea how the season's gonna go?
Yeah,
you don't have a feel for it.
I
you don't think it'll be like last year?
No, you tell me no. A non-Draymond suspension year. We're getting in the playoffs.
Okay.
But that ain't enough.
It should be. I mean, Evan, what do you think? Are the Warriors stuck? Are they stuck right now? Because I actually agree with it. And there's only one way to get unstuck.
Well, it depends on what you define as stuck. I mean, are they stuck between a championship and being the worst team in the league? Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course. But
are they stuck in the middle of that group? Or can they get back into the top 10?
They were 10th last year.
Right. No, I mean overall in the NBA.
Oh, overall? I think it's a tough ask, but I mean, I top six. I think there's some other teams in the West that are going to take steps back. But
no, that's interesting.
They got to start a lot better than they have the last two seasons.
San Antonio, Evan's going to be better. The Rockets, they almost ran us down.
I think it's more Memphis.
What about Memphis? They could be a one seed easy. I've been thinking about Memphis and the growth they took. Like, they lost last year knowing our dude was gone, but we grew. They got some players, man. And Josh coming back, Houston, and now Chris Paul, Zach got DeRozan.
Okay, so how do they get the four like you said they could?
It's not my job. I'm hoping they get
the four. Are they going to get the four or not?
No, they got to make.
I'm putting you on the spot.
What moves can you really make? No, they're not getting the four. Not getting the four.
Let them off the hook.
I'm not. They can. Oh, we got break. No.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
there's something here from one of Shiny's favorite players.
Did you fall for something on the text line?
Yeah, listening to you Monday. Go ahead.
That was funny. This is from one of Steiny's favorite players. I'm just curious what you think about this, because Steiny only really heaps praise when someone he kind of believes in
like
does
this.
It for him.
Evan,
I love it all. Keep going.
Reggie Jackson said that Aaron Judge is in the realm of Ruth and Garrick.
Who said that?
Reggie Jackson.
Now that's, think about what he said.
Now you bow down.
No, I told you. I can't stop watching Aaron Judge at the plate. But for Reggie, Mr. October, to say that, I'm not mad. And I would just tell Reggie, throw Ohtani in there too.
Well, he didn't.
But those two, man. It's incredible. The Giants have nothing remotely close. The A's got Rooker. And what's my man in right field? the black guy. And my boy.
Lawrence.
Butler,
yeah.
Forgot about Bengaliers.
The Giants have nothing close to Ohtani or Judge.
Thank you.
Think about it.
No, I get it.
Jack Clark, Darrell Evans, Kevin Mitchell, Jeff Kent, Barry Bonds. Just think about that, who I just listed. Think about what they have at the plate right now. They haven't hit but one home run since they come back from the road trip.
So why do you think they're going to win a playoff series?
The pitching.
I'm
being real, man.
He's like Ricky Henderson in his prime, this guy. He's got all the bases covered.
No, he read that. Yeah. Aaron Judge.
Yeah. See, you say.
We missed on Wiseman.
You say.
We missed on Trey Lance, but the Bay got Brock Purdy. I can't hate on Purdy.
It was because both Judge and Ruth are light-skinned.
You look at that nose on Ruth's body. Just think about it, though. What has Giants baseball become? No, last the runner on
3 days
six.
Ago, we had a... See, this is what you do.
Two nights ago was the most exciting game you've watched.
Yeah, I wasn't telling you to go get a jersey.
The pitcher's duel between Sale and Snell.
That was incredible.
It was a good game.
Yeah. It was a pitcher's duel.
Okay. They
spawning. Who does spawn go up against, Evan?
This is what I'm talking about. You put too much emphasis in one game on baseball.
I'll never back down from that.
That was the most strikeouts in 25 years of the ballpark.
Well, the Giants do that a lot.
Between both teams.
I know, Evan, but come on, man. I'm just thinking of Ohtani and Judge. And I know every team's got envy. But, man, if we could get that back in the Bay. I'm being real, man.
Okay.
But the A's got a guy with 30 bombs. God. Giants don't have one with 15.
Well, look at the ballpark they play in.
Barry had no problem.
He hit 73
in that ballpark. Ohtani made it look small. So did my guy from the softball hitter, Schwarber, from Philly.
I'm trying to think what it is today specifically
that's bothering me
about Goo.
Oh, well, I'm in a good mood.
Is it because today is a must-win for the Giants?
Or maybe you know I'm going to be gone next week.
Here's what it is.
Rookie move. Oh, boy. Who's it, Pop?
Broadway Volkswagen. I got to get my car.
Got to get brakes.
No, I got to get, it's been recalled for about three or four things. So I'm going to take it in and they're going to get They're gonna get it figured out.
Oh, I want a new one. If we get past two, I saw that.
I guess I just hate.
Oh,
I guess what it is I just can't stand when you say on a Monday, Stoney, oh, I think this team's gonna win a playoff series. And then on a Wednesday, you rant and rave about how much they stink.
But
I'm done.
Why I love Shasky.
I'm handcuffed.
He's at my back.
I'm handcuffed, Evan.
But the last two games or three games have took a lot out of me. You're not even saying that's part of it. I've watched 27 innings of.
So 27 innings have now changed your mind.
Not on the pitching, of the hitting, partner.
Well, then why did you say it?
Because I thought a light would come on and maybe they could just get hot. When one guy's hot, it's just not infectious at all. It's just the next guy's gonna go up there, foul ball. I'm gonna look at one, and I'm swinging, man.
Like that. So you're ripping them.
I'm tired.
You're ripping them.
No, I'm not ripping them. I'm watching them. You see, Willard's giving up. That guy.
You want to be Willard?
No.
Thank you. I'm scared of Willard.
I hate that for us.
And I'm just...
I don't know what you want me to do. I'm reacting to the...
Uncle Looney. And I rarely cite Uncle Looney. You fell for the okey-doke. How many times are you going to fall for the okey-doke?
Well, tonight's a must-win.
No, it's not.
Scotty, you go 4.5 back, and then you're trying
and
to get ready
for Thursday,
the...
And you win Thursday, you're 3.5
back. You got the A's in Oakland. Who can hit the ball out the park?
Best record since July 1st. Bet you didn't know that either.
So you killed me with that.
It's fact.
That's
the A's have the best record since July 1st.
Well, Spadoni sent it to us yesterday on the thread.
He did?
Or it was Evan.
The best record
since the break. God, I just want the Bay to have that Barry Bonds again. Or Jeff Kent.
I love that they don't.
Or Canseco.
I love that
Maguire.
They don't, because it's a lesson to fans that you don't always get to have those players.
And that's what we're learning with the Warriors.
No, because they still have Curry.
Next Steph Curry.
Huh?
We don't have Jordan Poole, at least on a couple nights, had me thinking, you're not Curry.
Jordan Poole.
But you can rock the cathedral. I seen you do it.
What does that mean?
Chase Center going crazy, him getting to the line, scoring 38 against the Joel Embiid, and Curry wasn't playing and Clay was out. I thought, we got something. Not Curry-esque, but he can hold it down.
Yeah.
What do we got now?
Hold it down how?
Win a game. Get to the free throw line. Hit crazy threes.
It's JP with the Golden State
Warriors. He did do all those things.
That's what I said. He got hit in the face. You don't get it, man.
No, I get it.
But you want to run Trent Williams out of here.
I get it.
And just put a regular left tackle up there and
he
think you're going to win.
He is a regular left tackle now.
Had a bad Super Bowl. I'll give you
had
that.
Had a bad playoffs.
The whole offense
did. And I'm seeing on the text line, had a subpar season.
Well, he made all pro. If you're going to be the guy that says all pro means nothing, the media did it, I'll let you have that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers. that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.